Watch some coconut oil.
I really don't like that you do that.
But all I needed was some coconut oil. What
is that?
Oil.
Is that a country song?
No, it's Lizzo.
Oh my god. You sing it with this weird like twang.
But
and
all I needed was some coconut oil.
I literally just thought this was some weird like Pat Benatar song or something.
No, but I like how the range was Lizzo to Pat Benatar in possibilities.
Oh, hello. Welcome to our December listeners episode.
Wow.
I can't believe it. It's the holiday season is upon us.
We're very close to having done 3 years.
Oh, dear.
Of listeners episodes.
I was going to say of Lizzo. I was like, yeah, it feels like it.
Coconut oil.
Really feels like it.
This is our listeners' stories. Welcome. If you have never experienced one of these before, this is where we read some of your personal paranormal and true crime stories.
The singing is not usually included.
It's optional. Not recommended.
It's not optional for me, apparently. not recommended indeed, yeah. But Eva has sent us some hand-picked stories. And I believe she took my demands to heart as usual. And from what I can gather, she has found us some twin stories.
Mm.
Is that right?
I love a good twin.
That's what the...
says the Gemini.
I know. I made that joke last time, but it still makes me...
Oh, okay.
Makes me amazed. So good. Anyway, so Eva has sent us some stories that we're going to read to you.
Yes.
I guess you usually start, huh?
I have three. You have three. And it's going to be a great time. Also, it's December. Merry Christmas or happy holidays or happy Hanukkah, wherever you are, whatever you're doing. Just I hope like, it's happy.
I hope you're having a good time.
I hope you're celebrating a holiday, even if it's one you have to make up.
Christmas time is here.
Wow, I forgot about that. My brain
baby.
Just kind of exploded.
I'm back.
Wow, we all thought we got away with that one. And 12 months later, it's shown right back up.
I remember when I said singing was not part of this? Well, I lied to your face.
That's what it sounded like to me.
I'm sorry.
So this first one is from Brianna. Brianna. I'm probably wrong. And Brianna says, the subject line, sorry, is ghost twin and family secrets.
Ghost twin. That's interesting.
Love a good ghost twin.
Love a good family secret.
So, hi, M, Christine, all fluff babies and petrified fruit.
Hello.
Disgusting that we have many people in both of those categories.
I live in a zoo.
And a special hello to Eva for all the work you do. And thank you for following me back on Twitter. Eva.
This is why Eva picked the story. She wanted us to read that out loud.
Also, like, this person knew how to pander and get exactly what was needed.
It worked.
My name is Bree. And also, Bree uses she, her pronouns. I appreciate normalizing pronouns. Thank you, whoever you are. So by Christine's request, I have a spooky twin story and a ghost story wrapped in one.
Yes.
So I was a twin, and a couple months into the pregnancy, my mom... Brianna's a twin. Bree's a twin.
Okay.
And a couple months into the pregnancy, my mom miscarried my sister.
Well, that's where I knew we were going. That's why I went,
I see. You beat me to the punch
there. Well, because
there.
The subject was ghost twin, so I thought this does not end well.
I chose not to allow myself to think into the future. Yeah.
Good.
My mom miscarried my sister. She continued on with the pregnancy, assuming she'd lost her babies, not knowing she was still pregnant with me.
Oh my god, I didn't even think about that. You wouldn't know.
Game changer.
Wow.
Until a doctor's appointment weeks later, she called me a miracle baby.
What a surprise.
She never told my dad what had happened, and he to this day is unaware that I was supposed to be a double package. Ugh, secrets
wow.
in the family.
Talk about a secret.
Drama. The only other people that knew are my grandma and my aunt. She never even told me. I see where this is going now.
I have pre-goose cam.
pre-gaming for the goose cam. I have these strange memories from when I was between the ages of 3 and 6 of having a twin sister. I used to play with her and brush her hair, and she'd always go everywhere with me. She was blonde and blue-eyed. I have light brown hair and green eyes, so I wasn't seeing myself, and she was always slightly taller than me.
Okay, goose cam's here already.
She told me her name was Anna, and I knew in my soul she was my sister. I assumed for a long time these were false memories, a person I created to help me get through a really traumatic time in my life. Fast forward to about age 11, and I start seeing her again, and she'd aged with me.
What?
Again, this is a really traumatic time in my life. She starts hanging out around me, talking to me, and following me around. In large crowds, she would slip her hand into mine, and I'd feel this cold pressure, just like a very cold hand holding mine, even though nothing was there.
Oh my god.
I've always had really bad social anxiety, and crowds make me panic. This went on until I was about 14, although it does still happen from time to time in large crowds or when my anxiety gets bad again. When one night I was visiting my mom, and Anna was hovering behind me as she sometimes did in high-stress situations. seeing my mom happened to be one, and my mom got a glimpse of her. This brought up the whole conversation where I found out everything about the miscarriage.
She hadn't known yet.
And led to more stories about me playing with Anna as a baby before I could talk or walk, and her confirming that Anna was actually the name picked out for her.
Oh my god.
Goose Cam.
Goose Cam has been
activated.
Present. Activated.
She still appears to me in high stress situations or when I'm making bad decisions in my life that I need guidance on. So basically my twin sister is my spirit guide. Every day up until my mother confirmed who she was, a piece of me felt lost and empty, and most days I felt like a part of me was gone. But she's still here in her own way, watching over me and guiding me to make the right decisions. I hope this wasn't too long. I really wanted to share the story with you and Christine when Christine asked for twin stories. Hope you all are well and happy and that you enjoyed my not-so-creepy twin story. I love you all. Thank you for all the laughs and spooky over the past few years. Brie.
That is the most incredible story.
Yes.
And to learn that the name picked out was Anna.
Yeah, you really, that was bananas. That was Anna Bananas, if you will.
Wow. Wow. Wow, that is crazy.
That's a good one.
That's crazy.
You got me good there,
Brie. You did. You didn't even know. Oh my gosh. Okay. Whew. Okay. Well, I guess I'm next.
Yes, you, it's not, no, there's no one else here.
So this is from Ivy.
Hi, Ivy.
One here that we know.
Oh, Anna?
Anna?
Are you here?
This is from Ivy. The subject is, I'm a twin.
I bet you are.
I sure hope so. Okay, here we go. I was born... Oh, there's not even a... I love it. Just go straight into it.
I love it.
I was born with a veil over my face.
Good night.
Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh, you don't know what that means?
No.
I was like wondering how you would react.
Child wedding? What's going on?
I was a child bride in the womb.
That's what it sounds like, veil.
No, it's like when you're born with the... I think it's like placenta or something over your face.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And it like traditionally... means that you were born with like second sight, I think. I'm pretty sure it's like a meaning for traditionally it's thought of as like you have
psychic ways about you.
Yeah, exactly. Like
closer
insight into the next world.
I see.
Okay, let's see. Sorry, Ivy. We've gotten 5 words in. I was born with a veil over my face, which supposedly means you are an empath. Okay, there we go. And because of this, I have had much success communicating with spirit guides. I had been using my pendulum a while back and going through the alphabet, telling the spirit guide to move it counterclockwise and then spin it clockwise when I got to a letter and I would write it down. I love pendulums, by the way. And eventually a message would spell out. I ended up getting a February baby. One big word, capital letters. A February baby. And after reading over it and adding spaces, I realized it was a February baby. Mm. I waited until the end of that following February and nothing seemed to come of it. So I ended up telling my twin about it. She looked at me very seriously and said, there's a chance I could be pregnant. And it turns out she was. It was nice having my own spiritual little heads up. Ha ha. Oh, sorry.
That's super cool.
Secret little heads up. One of my eyes is covered by this thing. I have a veil over my eye and I can't see.
So you're half an empath.
Yeah. Isn't that really helpful for everybody?
That's how it works, yeah.
On a less serious note, me and my twin often have weird twin moments. Ugh! I love it.
I love a good twin moment.
Sometimes we will start singing the exact same song or say the exact same sentence at the same time. We live an hour and a half away from each other, but whenever we meet up, we always seem to unknowingly match outfits from top to bottom.
Hey!
And we always end up getting each other the same random gifts for our birthday and Christmas. We have both also experienced quite a few paranormal things together. When we were children, we witnessed a glowing green ball of light come down at us from the sky, and we would hear the same voices and noises from ghost/poltergeist activity at my parents' house growing up. Being a twin was nice because we never had to experience anything scary alone. That's really nice.
I like that.
This is my second time sending you a story, and it definitely won't be my last, so I apologize in advance for being a future nuisance. Live, laugh, lemon. Sincerely, Ivy. Wait, live, laugh, lemon! Somebody make a sign! Stat!
Nobody make a sign.
Make a cheesy Hobby Lobby sign for me, please. I need it.
Live, laugh, lemon.
With cursive.
I want to end this whole lemon thing immediately.
Also on, you know, whatchamacallit, rustic wood.
Oh my god.
Some cozy, nature cozy rustic wood. Live, laugh, lemon. Love it!
Live, laugh, lemon.
Also, thank you, Ivy. That's a great story. And about your spirit guide telling you February baby. I think that's really cool.
Super spooky.
And it was your twins baby.
So far, these are very tame. I like it. Like, they're all meaningful, they're, and like, kind and friendly
poignant,
twins.
Yeah. I'm waiting for
this weird black-eyed kid twin to show up.
Yeah, like I'm sure it's coming.
All right, this is from Kelly, and Kelly's subject is adorable twins who do freaky twin things. Hello again to Eva, Geo, Lemon M, and best for last, Christine.
Thank you for the attention. I'm so sorry that I demanded it from everyone, but I appreciate you.
I'm Kelly, who apparently goes by she, her pronouns, which I love that we are normalizing pronouns.
Hello, Kelly.
I'm going to say it every time. The one who wrote about the cowboy ghost and the mozzarella sticks in one of the previous listeners' story
you
episodes.
You and I are...
Are you a double feature right now?
This is maybe the first time.
I don't think we've ever had a double hitter here.
Kelly, I'm so honored to even have met you via email.
Via listener story.
Via Eva. Viva.
Viva Las Vegas. Okay.
Love, laugh, lemon.
Christine asked for some twin stories, and I happen to have one to share. This isn't exactly paranormal, but it is bizarre. I'm a special ed teacher, and I actually have three sets of twins on my caseload. I thought you were about to say in your personal life, and I was going to be like, oh my word.
Three sets of twins? Oh, yeah. Oh,
one set is fraternal, boy and girl. One is identical girls, and the other is identical boys. Oh, so like
wow,
the whole starter pack. All right. I absolutely love and adore all of them, but the identical boys are my favorites. They are rambunctious as all get out, and they are also slaying everyone else in the twin game. We call them Logan and Lucas to protect their identities. They are about 6 years old. They are born on the autism spectrum and are very loud and talkative with people they know and trust, but are mostly nonverbal with strangers. It is absolutely fascinating to watch them interact with each other because they can finish each other's sentences and say the exact same thing at the exact same time. When one of them gets hurt or upset, the other one will show the same emotion at the same time, even if they're on opposite sides of the school.
Oh my God.
A few weeks ago, we had a lockdown drill at the school. It was just a drill, but none of the teachers or parents knew exactly what day of the week or what time it was going to happen. It happened at 8:30 a.m. on a Thursday, which is a time when I have Logan, Lucas, and two other students in a small guided reading group in my office. But on that day, Lucas was at the dentist and Logan was at school. The lockdown alarm went off, which was very loud in my office, so I locked the door, closed the blinds, and had Logan and the other students sit on the floor away from the view of the door. Everything went smoothly except for the fact that Logan was crying and holding his mouth. I said, "Are you scared?" And he said, "No, it's just a loud light down drill." I think he misheard me when I said lockdown drill or decided to call it that because the lights were turned off. Remember this phrase, it's important. Okay.
What was again?
No, it's just a loud light down drill.
Okay.
I asked him if his mouth hurt and he shook his head and said no but kept crying. I asked him if Lucas was hurt and he nodded yes and said the dentist hurt.
No.
A couple hours later, by the way, I'm very excited that you read into that twin telepathy and you were like, oh, it must be your brother then. I think that's very cute. Mm-hmm. A couple hours later, their dad dropped Lucas off at school and I saw a huge wound on his lip.
Oh my God.
Their dad explains to me that he was getting his teeth cleaned and he suddenly jerked his head and the dentist accidentally cut his lip. I offered to walk Lucas back to class, and as I reached down to hold his hand, he looked up at me, pointed to the loudspeaker on the wall, and said, "That got loud for the light down drill." So they were both feeling and hearing exactly what was happening in other locations. I asked their dad about it later, and he said he didn't even realize that there was a lockdown drill that week, so he'd never discussed it at home. Also, the term light down drill was not something that either of the boys had ever started saying until that very day. Every day I'm fascinated and astounded by the incredible bond these twins share and the intense telepathy they seem to have. Sorry this was kind of long and not at all paranormal. I hope you enjoyed it nonetheless. Hopefully it will be featured on Christine's Special Request Listener Stories episode. Much love for everyone because Christine is important too, Kelly.
Thank you, Kelly.
Listen, message received loud and clear.
No,
that
I just like that Kelly has a big heart and is like, I sense that Christine is troubled.
It's almost like you have twin telepathy or something.
Yeah, Kelly, maybe we do. But that's really, really sweet. You know, I always wonder because I hear these stories and I'm like, that's so beautiful and like intense and poignant. But then I'm like, it also sucks because you're like experiencing two terrible
two
things.
Two lives.
Yeah, you have to.
Can you imagine if like your brother breaks his foot?
Exactly.
Now you've got to walk around on a like in a wheelchair or in a cast or something.
I had friends when I was little who were twins and one of them broke their arm and the other one just started screaming and like holding their arm.
And there's nothing you can do about it and you don't get to heal. Like
we were like staring at him like, we're just sitting here watching a movie. Why are you screaming? And he was like holding his arm and like screaming and crying. And it turns out later his sister had broken her arm at that time. But like,
weird.
But it's just crazy because then you have to experience that.
You have to like have some sort of like heightened anxiety of like, no matter what I'm doing, even if I'm being as safe as possible, exactly. I'm gonna have to deal with someone else's shit.
You could literally be in bed watching Netflix and your twin's like, okay, I'm going out to a
imagine when you get drunk and get hammered going or to something.
A party and be like, not again,
like, please, I don't want to be hungover tomorrow.
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that. That's extra bad. Oh God. Anyway,
thank you for that.
Thank you so much, Kelly. Okay, let's see. Kelly, okay. Now here we have one from Georgia.
Hi, Georgia.
Or G.
Hi, G.
Hi, Eva, M, Christine, Geo, Petrified God, I'm struggling today. Petrified Fruits, etc. Big fan of the podcast and was stoked to hear that you wanted to hear twin stories, as I think I have a shorty but a goodie.
Ooh.
So I'm not a twin, but my grandmother was. She and her sister were mirror twins. They were perfect mirror images of each other.
Whew.
Yikes.
But free game in the goose cam. Free game in the goose cam.
Mirror twins. But identical enough that they would even pretend to be each other. See, now that's the fun
part.
That's
where we get interesting.
And swap dates at parties for a laugh. That is a laugh.
That is a hoot. Hysterical until one of them tries to kiss the wrong one.
That's true. They had some of the usual freaky twin stuff while growing up together, like having shared dreams, but the weirdest stuff happened when they were apart. So despite the whole unbreakable twin bond thing, they had a huge falling out and had no contact with each other for maybe 20 years.
Oh my God.
Parentheses. Loves a grudge.
Loves a grudge.
About 10 years into them not speaking, my grandmother's kidneys failed and she needed a transplant, unbeknownst to her sister, who in totally other part of the country suddenly felt a strong pain in her kidneys and without thinking said, "There is something wrong with Diana's kidneys." As I said, they had no contact and their children were not in touch with each other at this stage either.
Shit.
So there is no way for her to know what was going on. She just knew. I always thought this was just a twin thing until my dad had a similar experience sensing my brother's pain, so maybe it's in the family. But that's a story for another time. Regardless, they carried on not talking to each other.
Oh no! I thought there was going to be like a whole reunion there.
Me too! Until my grandmother's twin died at the age of 68 at 1:30 in the afternoon. My grandmother appearing at her funeral really scared the shit out of everyone who didn't know she had a twin. Oh my God. Can you? That is a movie scene right there.
I hadn't even thought of that.
Me neither. That's in Big Fish. Have you seen that?
Mm-mm.
It reminds me of that. It's too long of a story to explain, but it's kind of similar. We were lucky enough to have my grandmother with us for far longer until she died at the age of 86 at 1:30 in the morning. Mirror twins!
Wow.
68, 86, 1:30 a.m., 1:30 p.m.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Whew, that is very mirror twinny.
1:30 in the morning, perfectly mirroring her twin. Hope you liked my story, even if it doesn't make it on the show. Love the podcast. It's made me ghosty obsessed, which is why I now constantly annoy my coworkers by trying to get them to come ghost hunting with me at work at a museum. I was like, at work?
Wow.
Now that would be interesting. Love from Down Under. Oh, Down Underer. Parentheses, New Zealand. I like
Down
that.
Underer.
Thank I you, like G. It. Oh my God.
That's bananas.
Holy crap.
I wish I was, like, that cool to, first of all, have a twin to start, but then also have, like, that level of twin telepathy with a person.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's so cool, but then it's also so terrible because you're like, oh, my kidneys. And it's like...
My mom and I used to have some version of a telepathy with each other, but, I mean, nowhere near, like, the mirror twin telepathy. But if I were ever thinking about her really, really hard, she would call me. And if she ever thought about me really, really hard, I would call her. But, like, we're able to connect that way where it's like, I know when she's thinking about me. But other than that, it's never been like a, oh, mom needs new kidneys. Oh, well, guess it's going to be another 20 years so we don't
speak
talk.
To her. Yeah. Yeah. My dad's side of the family has that too, where they'll have dreams, though, of what the other person's doing if they're in trouble. Like they'll have dreams.
Mm.
I've told this story, but like they'll have dreams about the other sibling doing something very weird. And they'll call around the next morning and find out like they were doing something weird because they were injured or like my uncle was. It in prison during the Cold War, whole thing. But anyway, so they would like see each other in their dreams, like when there was a traumatic thing happening.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't like it was only during dreams, I think. Typically,
my mom and I have kind of had a like if I have a gut feeling to not be somewhere, or if I ever had a gut feeling like don't go there, I think she would listen to me. I think like we at least understand each other's like sensitivities. But when it comes to like being connected to each other anymore, I don't know if that's there or not.
Yeah.
We'll have to test it out. Maybe if I just think really hard about her.
Let's just sit here for a few minutes.
At some point she'll call.
She calls anyway. So
she does. She's
say, wait a second.
A helicopter mom. She's going to call in 5 minutes, no matter whether or not I'm thinking about her.
Lucille Bluth's photo is going to appear on your screen any moment.
In case you didn't know that's what the picture is for my mom and my phone.
This is the third time you told us this month.
I'm going to tell you.
I wanted to test if you
time.
Remembered telling the story.
You know I don't.
Oh my gosh, you really do kind of...
Just totally lose my memory.
Erase our memories from your mind. Yep, thanks for that.
You're welcome.
Makes me feel good.
It bodes well for everyone, I think.
Mm-hmm. So how's your holiday shopping going, Em?
Good, not great.
Okay, good. Well, because I have a strategy for you.
Let's hear it.
Don't tell anyone, because this is about my secret with you. Remember our friends Canvas People?
Yes, all the way back when.
Yes, okay, so Canvas People is still a freaking awesome holiday gift. I'm still using it, and if you are looking for something for whoever, it's your parents, your child, your friend, your coworker, maybe?
Me!
You can get a very special gift for the people in your life from Canvas People.
Canvas People prints your favorite memories on canvas and turns them into unique works of art that add a beautiful touch to your home.
That's true. I have a picture of me and Gio that I've hung in my hallway so that everybody has to see it every time they walk down the hallway.
And everyone does, and it looks wonderful.
It makes me really happy. And so now, you know, it's always a great gift if you're not sure what to get somebody or if it's someone really close and you have photos that you want to share. So I'm thinking of getting my mom one of a little family photo shoot we had this year, just put on a big canvas so she can look at my beautiful face every single day.
That's precious. I'm a sucker for pretty much all canvas art. If you're looking for a gift, it's always a winner.
And now, as a special, very limited holiday offer, canvaspeople.com is offering their popular 11 by 14 photo canvases for free. You heard that right.
Free! These normally sell for $69.99, but you'll pay nothing. Just cover shipping and handling. To get your free canvas, text WWD to 64,000.
Just pay shipping and handling. This offer won't last, so text WWD to 64,000.
That's WWD to 64,000. This is from Rebecca, and Rebecca's subject line is Irish twins telepathy.
Cool.
Rebecca says, "Hi, M, Christine, and Eva. I've only been listening to your podcast for the past 2 months.
Oh, you haven't met Lemon yet. I was going to be mad, but now I'm not.
I hope you enjoy the time you have right now before you meet Lemon, because you never get it back, I tell you that. I am ashamed to admit I listened backwards.
Oh, shit, so you do know Lemon.
You'll never know another time before Lemon.
Yeah, you really ruined that for yourself.
But I couldn't help myself. In your most recent story, listener stories, you asked for twin stories. Oh, yeah, that's how you would...
That's true, you would have known that. We're really slow, in case you haven't figured that out.
I've got one, but my sister and I aren't technically twins. We're considered Irish twins because we were born within 12 months of each other.
Cool.
My name is Becca.
Do you know why they call them that?
No.
Because Irish Catholics had so many babies that they were just pregnant and pregnant and pregnant.
Oh!
And so, like, the family that lived in our house before us had several of them because... The mom had 16 children, none of which were twins, but several of which were Irish twins because they were born so close together.
Yeah, I can't imagine. Oh, my goodness.
She ended up putting a lock on her door so that that didn't happen anymore.
Oh, I'm sure.
Anyway, go on.
My name is Becca, and I have a half-sister named Kay. We're 11 months and 11 days apart from each other. Okay, 11,
precious.
11. I see you.
I see it.
We shared pretty much everything from the day she popped out of the womb. We grew up very close until middle school, where we drifted apart slightly. Then in high school, I moved from Ohio to the West Coast, and she became my long-distance best friend.
Aww.
The week I moved to the West Coast, she and I both developed the same symptoms and illnesses that knocked us into bed right for an entire week straight.
Wow.
From opposite sides of the country. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I ended up being involved in too many clubs and sports in high school, so I would periodically be up late finishing homework. On more than one occasion, my room would get cold, and I would feel like she was sitting in the room with me. I could almost hear her voice as she tried to help me through whatever the problem was. Sometimes I would catch a glimpse of her at the foot of my bed, just sitting there waiting for me. So you're like getting hallucinations of someone from across the country. Like astral projection.
Astral projecting almost.
I still get goosebumps thinking about how surreal it was. This made absolutely no sense as she was more than 2,100 miles away from me. Even though the West Coast is 3 hours behind the Midwest, I would be overcome with the sudden need to call her and she would answer every time. We considered this our twin telepathy because we were always aware of when the other person needed each other, even if we had gone days without talking. I would typically get the overwhelming urge to call her, only to find out she had the biggest fight with her boyfriend or our parents.
Oh.
But it didn't stop there. After high school, I moved from the West Coast to the East Coast to live in D.C. One time, I had this insane headache. You guys probably know these migraines that make you want to pull a pillow over your head and block out all the noise, light, and everything slightly related to life. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The migraine made it impossible to get through class, so I decided to take the city bus back to the apartment. After getting off of my bus stop, I had to walk about a mile back to my apartment. Oh my god, that sounds terrible. Especially with a migraine.
Oh yeah.
During the walk, I kept thinking about my sister, and my headache just kept getting worse. I decided to try and give her a call anyways. She picked up on the second ring and began telling me all about this trip she was going on. She, her partner at the time, our older sister's boyfriend, and our nephew were all going to the local zoo. She was so excited, so I let her ramble away while regretting the decision to call because my migraine was so bad.
She's like, and then we're going to see the giraffe enclosure.
And the other person's like, oh my God.
My head.
Well, 2 minutes into the call, a huge noise exploded through the phone.
What?
I heard glass shattering, a bunch of choice curse words, and the sound of metal crunching, and I nearly pissed myself.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, my migraine disappeared. I started yelling at my sister through the phone, which, looking back, probably looked nuts to anybody walking past me down the busy DC streets. She didn't immediately answer me, so I started to panic. I think I continued to yell her name through the phone for 5 minutes or so. I had made it all the way back to my apartment while still clutching my phone before she finally answered me. They had been rear-ended on the way to the zoo, and her phone had been lost in the shuffle of the car crash.
Holy shit.
She finally found her phone in the back seat. She immediately started to complain about neck and head pain. Turns out she ended up getting a concussion and major whiplash, which led to a nasty migraine that she suffered with for over 2 weeks. She still describes this migraine as Satan's worst nightmare. That was by far the scariest and most trying moment for our Irish twin telepathy. Since then, nothing nearly that crazy has happened, but it's still something we talk about to this day. Without my migraine, I would have never called her or been on the line when she got in the accident. I should note that she was not the driver and the accident was not her fault. Anyways, thanks for reading. I'm sure this is not what you had in mind for twin stories,
but
this was so crazy for us that I couldn't not share it with you three. Best wishes and enjoy this picture of my dog, Becca. And look at this sweet little puppy dog.
Beep. Little German Shepherd mix.
Anyway, thank you, Becca.
Thank you, Becca. Oh my gosh, no, that's exactly what I was thinking about.
Yeah, that's exactly
what
I wanted.
Because I was thinking about my friend who knew that his sister's arm was broken. And it was like, watching it was like the most trippy thing in my life. And when I was little, I was like, oh, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. In my head, it made sense. Now, of course, it's kind of crazy.
I've said it before, but I had, growing up from first grade until senior year of high school, I was really close with a set of identical quadruplets.
That's right.
And they were in my life every day for 12 years.
I love them.
And
I don't know them, but I love them.
They were very wonderful people. And I remember always asking them about their quad telepathy. Which is kind of cool.
That must be wild.
I wonder, in hindsight, like, if they felt a pain, did they think, like, did they know exactly who it was? Or were they like, oh, I've got three people to worry about. Like, who is it?
Or yourself, because she...
Or maybe you just have a fucking headache.
Because if you think about Becca, she's, like, just walking home with a migraine. She doesn't think, like, oh, it's my sister.
Right,
she's
right.
She's just like, I have the migraine, and then it passes on to the... See, you know what? I feel like I would be so paranoid. Like, I have all sorts of aches and pains, because I'm elderly, apparently, now. And, you know, just have all, my body doesn't like me very much. But, like, every time something happens, I would be like, should I call? Like, is it me or is it my sibling? Are they hurt? I don't know. I would get so... I think maybe I'm too paranoid for a twin, come to think of it. But,
yeah, maybe it's best that there's only one ball of energy that you have to deal with.
Yeah, the one ball is enough.
One ball of anxiety.
Yeah, it's tense enough as it is. My brother and I do have a lot of, we will like know what we're thinking. I mean, I think it's more just like growing up together and like experiencing the same, you know, intense situations and things like that. But there's definitely an element of like, we'll know exactly by like, we play that game. Have you ever played Mind Meld? That
no.
game, it's like a improv game, but you
say, oh, I've definitely not played it.
I was like, fuck that. Each person says a word. It's actually really fun. Each person says a word. So like, I would say like, this is always my example, but like, I don't know. I say fish. You say pink.
Oh, I've seen you guys play this, and it's very weird because you get it like three turns in or something.
We're really proud of it. We had a streak once where we got on the second time, and then you'd both say like, "What are fish and pink?" And you'd be like, "Salmon," and you'd go like 1, 2, 3, and you try to get the same word. And my brother and I had a streak where like 6 times in a row we got it on the second word, and we were so proud of ourselves. And Blaze was like, "I quit. I don't want to play this anymore."
Yeah, it sounds like if you're not siblings or twins, like, why would you even try to compete with those people?
Blaze does not like playing it with me.
Nobody likes playing games with Christine and Alexander.
Yes,
because one, they always win, and two, they're like Monica Geller when it comes to board games.
We're Monica and Ross in a lot of ways.
They are so competitive. And
well, you should see the Land McNally's, because there's like fucking 6 children. They're even worse. So then when it's all of us under a roof, It's just chaos. I feel
like tables just get thrown across the
absolutely.
Room.
Absolutely. And like when I was little, my dad would take things so seriously that like every game would end in just like the most ultimate family fight and like screaming and crying, you know, glasses being thrown. I mean, it was
I would literally just
dramatic.
Sit there and eat my food. I would be like, I'm not.
Just the amount of screaming and crying. And so now we just take it. We have to like follow every rule because otherwise someone will start crying and screaming and it's just a chaos. Anyway, this isn't about me.
The one perk of being an only child, I don't give a shit about games at all.
I know, we were just talking about this. Blaze is like, hey Em, do you want to go bowling? I was like, no.
Oh, it was so nice. Blaze never invites me anywhere, not because like on purpose, but like I don't think you and Blaze ever like go out like to places that are worthy of inviting people, like trying to make
yeah,
group
or if,
things
like, we were going yeah we haven't in a while.
Like, you have date nights but
we
never like group
to.
Events
I feel like we used to invite people over but we haven't in a long time.
But Blaze finally invited me and he was like, let's go bowling, and I was like, I won't be going.
Actually Em said no, and then Em,
I did, I was like,
and then Blaze
no.
was like, oh okay, well how about a barcade, and Em was like, absolutely not.
I was like I think my exact words were, I appreciate the offer, but I would rather do anything else.
Literally, I would rather sit in my house. Yeah, Em does not like games, which people are always surprised by.
I know.
Because people are always like, oh, I would love to play video games with Em. I was like, Em would not love to play video games with
like,
you.
We can hang out and like...
Like, I'll play Stardew Valley with you, but...
The closest thing to a game I'll ever play is like individual coloring. Like, that's... That's a game for me, and I win every time, whether I finish the coloring or not.
I've really learned to appreciate individual games, though, for my anxiety. Like, just like, this is only me. I'm not competing with anybody.
I even, like, sometimes on my own phone, like, maybe I'll play, like, Solitaire or Mahjong or something, and I'm like, I'm bored, and I just stop.
Yeah, like, I play all those, I get sucked into all those games, like Best Fiends or, like Toon Blast.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh my god.
I don't even know what Toon Blast is.
Oh, you don't
is.
Even listen to podcasts, because Best Fiends is now an ad on every podcast.
Is it? I don't know.
We have very different lifestyles.
It's amazing how similar we are, and yet how different
right?
we are.
We are sort of like twins. Mirror twins, like the opposite of the other.
Exactly, yeah.
You guys are so bored of us right now. I'm so sorry. Okay.
All the twins are screaming.
They're just like, stop
like,
trying
you're not
to take
a twin.
Our thing. Okay, I'm so sorry. Hello. Hi, Gio and Eva. Oh.
Okay.
Shannon knew.
Shannon came here for one thing and one thing only, and it was to talk to Eva.
Oh my god. Shannon knew weeks in advance that we were just going to talk about ourselves for 10 minutes, and she's like, I don't know the pronouns that's not listed, but they were like, oh, they're not going to need my
It's like they get it.
Greeting. Yeah. They've gotten enough attention today. Okay. You're not wrong, by the way. Okay, Shannon. Shannon says, hi, Gio and Eva. I know that a lot of your listener stories tend to be in the paranormal realm, but I thought you guys would like to hear about a time a family friend of mine was taken hostage and ended up in a shootout. Oh, dear.
I certainly would like to hear it.
Well, it's not addressed to you. It's only addressed to Eva and Gio.
Okay. I'll hear what Eva was allowed to read.
It was a... Okay. Wow. And Christmas. So Eva did say there was one Christmas-adjacent crime story. So sometimes I get a little bit... I like how I say I get what I want, even though... Literally, this whole thing was what I requested. I'm sorry.
You do get exactly what you want.
I get everything I want. Okay. It was a few weeks before Christmas 2010 in Monona, Wisconsin, which is a suburb of Madison. We went there. I love cheese curds. And my granddad's dear friend Marv, love that, was starting his morning with some coffee and a TV show about woodworking. Okay.
Okay, love that.
Wow, this paints a picture. We need to write a TV show stat.
About Marv.
Marv and his woodworking. And granddad. A man who, for simplicity's sake, we will refer to as Jay, proceeded to break into Marv's home and handcuff Marv to the water heater in the basement while he ransacked the house. Holy
crap. Oh my god.
Crap! After a while, Jay came down into the basement and told Marv to give him his bank pin. Marv complied largely due to the fact that Jay was holding a gun to him.
That'll do it.
That'll do it. Jay then went to an ATM and was pissed that he could only withdraw a couple thousand dollars. Okay, so he came back to the house, grabbed Marv, shoved him into his own truck, and took him to the nearest credit union drive-thru. While Marv was filling out a withdrawal form, the bank teller could tell something was off, so she waited until Jay wasn't paying attention and mouthed, "Are you okay?" to Marv. Marv shook his head no. Oh my god, I just got chills.
That's terrifying.
The teller was able to alert her manager that 911 needed to be called and stalled Jay until the police arrived. She's the true hero of this story.
Wow.
Oh, wow. To even have the insight. Seriously, I have chills. Like, something's off, you know?
Wow.
When the police arrived and started to surround Marv's truck, Jay started to get really, quote, squirrely. Marv's words. So Marv kept his seatbelt unbuckled and waited to see what would happen. Oh, they were in the car. Jay threw the truck into reverse, and in a flash, Marv opened the door, dove out, and started army crawling while narrowly avoiding being run over by his own truck. The open passenger side door hit one of the drive-through pillars and plastic parts exploded everywhere. When the truck rammed into an SUV behind it and could go no further, Jay put the truck into drive and rammed a police cruiser with the officer still inside it. Jay didn't let up on the gas until the truck was wedged almost on top of the cruiser.
Oh my god.
Holy crap. Another this is like that game, Grand Theft Auto, where you're just like, I guess I'll just keep driving over top of this vehicle, even though there
eventually I'll get over it.
Yeah, even though there are people inside. Another officer, oh right, you don't like video games, I forgot, sorry. Bad reference. Another officer grabbed Marv, who is still doing his army crawl.
Poor guy.
He's like, I just wanted to watch my woodworking.
I just wanted to eat cheese, man.
And hauled him to safety while asking, does he have a gun? Marv replied, yeah, he's got a gun. He's got a gun. And that's when the shooting started. Okay, this is bananas. When the smoke cleared, parentheses, literally the smoke from Marv's tires had filled the area, Jay was rushed to the hospital where he later died of his injuries. And Marv went to the police station so a report could be filled out. That was at 2 p.m. At 9 p.m., Marv finally left the station and had his wife take him to a nearby bar for a few shots of Jaeger and a few beers, despite the fact that he was still in his bathrobe and slippers from that morning.
Ooh.
They weren't able to go home, but the MP... Right, because they're... It's like, I guess a crime scene?
Yeah, I guess so.
But the MPD had them put up in a hotel for the night until the scene was cleared and they could get back into their house. Marv said he slept great that night, quote, despite all the excitement.
Excitement is I would use a different word.
Need Marv in my I need Marv to be my granddad now. Marv is doing great.
This is how like Parks and Rec Nick Offerman, why am I forgetting his name?
Yeah.
This is how he turned out. Like all of us, that's why he's so hard and rigid now, because he had to like deal with shit like this in his life.
Oh, you mean all the excitement?
All the excitement, yeah. Of army crawling while handcuffed in a shootout.
I mean, just really though, like he's just trying to eat his breakfast and watch some woodworking, watch some Bob Ross or some
woodworking. See, that is absolutely Nick Offerman.
It is watching some PBS and like, nope. Okay, Marv is doing great, by the way. I graduated from high school the following spring, and Marv was at my graduation party regaling my friends and family with this tale.
Regaling.
There may have been some dramatic reenactments, too. Oh, I hope the army crawling.
I hope so, too.
I realize this sounds absolutely batshit, so I've included the link to a news article so you know I'm not full of it. I love
Thank
that.
Thank you. I like the sources.
I totally believed you, by the way.
Yeah,
we weren't going to question that. Thank you for all that you do. I absolutely love the podcast and all of you, Shannon.
Oh, thank you, Shannon.
I'm literally going to read
this. And thank you, Marv. Wow.
Marv, you're a fucking hero. So is that bank teller.
Wow.
Person abducted ends in shooting. Oh my gosh, this is wild.
Thank you guys so much for all your twin stories. Christine, do you have a request for next month? New Year's?
He is a grandfather in Vietnam. Dude, I'm obsessed with this. I'm sorry. New Year's, huh? Oh my. Did we become... I do love... Okay, well, I feel like maybe this is too, like, I'm just winging it at this point, which I guess is what we do.
Welcome to And That's Why We Drink.
But, like, I kind of love this whole, like, granddad badass story, or, like, grandma badass or granddad badass story.
Like a grandparent experience.
Yeah, because I feel like my grandparents, like, went through the war and stuff, and, like, their stories are just like, oh, it was just a little excitement.
Isn't it crazy that there's a massive generation of people who, like, in our eyes have always been so considered so elderly and, like, their stories are from yesteryear, but they dealt with like really intensely, hard-ass
stuff.
We
don't look at grandparents as badass normally, but like they typically go through a lot. And I mean,
most of them were like in the military and shit too. Like most of your grandparents were like fighting World War II and shit.
Or like even just living in the aftermath of it or the side story of it.
Our grandparents were in the Great Depression. Like,
oh yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Anyway, it's so fascinating to me. So. I don't know. Maybe that's interesting.
So badass grandparents somehow make that paranormal or true crime.
Yeah, yeah. I love grandparent story. I don't know.
We'll use it widely. We'll do a wide cast.
A wide berth.
Yeah.
If you will.
If there's a grandparent theme.
I mean, that being said, Eva or whoever.
Whoever, Eva. Who else do we have?
Whoever. I love all of these. I still love cowboy stories. I still love twins. Like, if there are some good ones, like, keep them
coming.
If
there's a twin cowboy who's a grandparent.
And there's cheese curds. Madison, we got the cheese curds.
That's the one that we need.
Although I inserted cheese curds in that story. Wow. Anyway, I just love all those stories very much. Thank you all for sending them in. Also, don't feel like, oh, we already did a twin story.
Send more cowboys and doppelgangers and twins and black-eyed kids and everything you can think of.
Yeah, because I love those. And I feel like they're always creepy, even if they're not the theme.
Yes.
And Eva's like, God damn it, you really don't make this easy on me, but sorry.
Eva, we're so sorry.
But thank you, Eva, for all that you do as well.
Thank you, Eva. Yay!
Yay, Eva!
We should do like an applause at the end of every listener's episode. Yay, just for Eva.
Or at the end of every episode.
Every maybe. Day, really. Every we moment. Should all gather and just hold hands across America for Eva. So if you would like to send in your own stories, you can do that at andthatswhywedrink@gmail.com. And please put listener stories somewhere in the subject line. It just makes things easier
or
for
like
Eva to find.
Describe it like if you're like, oh, a cowboy ghost and his twin or
yeah,
whatever.
Like grandpa, know? If we're doing grandparents, yeah, grandparent yeah. listener story.
That's really helpful because then we can kind of scan because we get a lot and like see.
Yeah.
And when I say we, I mean Eva, not me.
That way Eva can see all, the whole list of everyone right. that's submitted something.
And folder them in the right places.
Yes. All right, other than that, happy holidays, mm-hmm. guys. Christmas time
is here.
So enjoy your holidays.
We won't see you till the new year. Well,
Merry,
we will.
Merry. Oh my God, we'll see you in 2020, guys.
Ah! So exciting.
A whole new generation. This is the last listeners episode of the decade.
Wait, this comes out December 1st. Tickets go on sale for patrons tomorrow. Holy crap. And tickets go on sale, regular presale on the 4th.
And then general is on the 6th on
yeah,
Friday.
So come to our 2020 tour. It's starting in literally a few weeks by the time this comes out.
And I know we keep saying this, but we just want to make sure everyone hears it. If you've been to one of our shows before, this is nothing like the other shows.
Yeah, we like scrapped the whole plan and redid it.
Yeah. So the format is different. We have a different logo and a name for the tour that we're going to release.
We just saw our logo.
We just saw the logo that we're
screaming.
Using. It was very, very cool. Yeah. It's also, yeah.
Just come
It'll
on.
Be great.
Come on. Come meet us. We want to see you.
And
that's
why
we
drink.
Yay.